Ray learns that there were many times when Jesus had prompted him to take some type of action, but he resisted. In each case, Ray can see the reward he would have earned. It's really upsetting to him. There were times when Jesus gave him layups, but Jesus didn't act. One example was a co-worker who lived a particularly sinful life. The man's name was Rick, and he spent almost every weekend partying it up in Las Vegas. Jesus reminded Ray of the very last time the two of them talked. Ray was sitting in his office, and Rick was standing at his door making small talk. For some reason, Rick said to Ray, "This life is all you get, so you gotta live it up while you can." There was an awkward silence for a few seconds as Rick waited for Ray to respond. Ray didn't say anything, and Rick just walked away. Rick transferred to another office a few weeks later, and they never spoke again. Jesus finishes the review of Ray's life. Although he's not keeping an exact count, Ray knows that he missed out on many more rewards than he earned. Jesus can sense his disappointment. "Ray, we both know that you missed out on many of the rewards I had planned for you. None of my children has a perfect track record. There are many who have not earned even a single reward. You were consistent in your relationship with me during your life. Even during the very difficult times, you never blamed me or turned your back on me. As you now know, there are more than 1,000 people sitting here in this stadium because of your willingness to share the gospel. You considered your life to be inconsequential, but to me, it was magnificent. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into your reward and be glorified." Ray is suddenly transformed, and his clothes shine brighter than the sun. All the people jump to their feet and begin praising God for the works that were accomplished through Ray's life. Ray is so overjoyed that he can hardly stand. He embraces Jesus, then returns to where he was sitting.